So joining us on the phone today is childbirth educator and registered midwife, Pip Winowen, and she's going to have a little bit of a chat with us about one of the big events over the weekend, the birth of our new royal baby. So Pip, can you tell us a little bit more about how Princess Kate chose to give birth?
Oh, she made some fantastic choices, and it wasn't just the birth. She made some great choices in her pregnancy too. So she opted for midwifery led care, which is, the studies will show that when we have a midwife leading our care, we have lower rates of intervention and more satisfaction at the end. She also chose to hypnobirth. Have you heard about hypnobirthing?
No, we were going to ask about this.
Yeah, so it's a form of self-hypnosis for birth, but it's really about helping you find and maintain a really calm and positive feelings around birth as well, so you can stay calm and positive during the birth. So it's a really beautiful program.
So, Pip, you're an advocate for normal births. What are the advantages of having a normal birth?
Oh, look, when we have a normal birth, we release it's quite a delicate cocktail of hormones that are meant to be released when we are ready to give birth. Because that's the other thing Kate did, was she waited. You know, she told everyone her due date was April. She didn't give an exact date. And then she actually went overdue, according to most people. But she waited. And when we wait, when we let our bodies go into labour on their own, we release the right sort of hormones that not only make labour quicker and more efficient and less painful, they actually set us up really well for breastfeeding and for attachment and early parenting.
Okay, so by not inducing the baby, she's allowed to have a more, I suppose, natural and normal birth.
Well, she's able to release her own oxytocin, okay. Which is a really, really important hormone, rather than having it pumped into her artificially, which actually doesn't cross the brain barrier, so it doesn't have the same side effects that our own hormones have.
What are the other ways that women are choosing to give birth?
You know, when we talk about women choosing birth, I think they are making decisions out of fear. Like, I always worry that if a woman goes to an obstetrician and goes, I want a cesarean, give me a cesarean, she's actually not making an informed decision. She's making a decision out of fear. You know, some women absolutely need cesarean sections, and that's fine. You know, that's there for a reason. But to choose a cesarean just because you're afraid of childbirth isn't really a good reason to choose it.
And just on a lighter note to finish up, what do you think of the choice of name for our new royal baby?
Charlotte's beautiful.
It's gorgeous,
Charlotte,
isn't it?
Elizabeth, Diana. They got Diana in, which is a nice tribute to Lady Diana.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, Pip. Some really interesting stuff there. And we'll be interested to see how our new royal baby grows up.
Absolutely.